A Young Girl's Diary by Sigmund Freud. Narrated by George Easton. Preface. The best preface to this journal written by a young girl belonging to the upper middle class is a letter by Sigmund Freud dated April 27, 1915, a letter wherein the distinguished Viennese psychologist testifies to the permanent value of the document. This diary is a gem. Never before, I believe, has anything been written enabling us to see so clearly into the soul of a young girl, belonging to our social and cultural stratum, during the years of puberal development. We are shown how the sentiments pass from the simple egoism of childhood to attain maturity, how the relationships to parents and other members of the family first shape themselves, and how they gradually become more serious and more intimate, how friendships are formed and broken. We are shown the dawn of love, feeling out towards its first objects. Above all, we are shown how the mystery of the sexual life first presses itself vaguely on the attention, and then takes entire possession of the growing intelligence, so that the child suffers under the load of secret knowledge but gradually becomes enabled to shoulder the burden. Of all these things, we have a description at once so charming, so serious, and so artless, that it cannot fail to be of supreme interest to educationists and psychologists. It is certainly incumbent on you to publish the diary. All students of my own writings will be grateful to you. In preparing these pages for the press, the editor has toned down nothing, has added nothing, and has suppressed nothing. The only alterations she has made have been such as were essential to conceal the identity of the writer and of other persons mentioned in the document. Consequently, surnames, Christian names, and names of places have been changed. These modifications have enabled the original author of the diary to allow me to place it at the free disposal of serious readers. No attempt has been made to correct trifling faults in grammar and other inelegancies of style. For the most part, these must not be regarded as the expression of a child's incapacity for the control of language. Rather must they be looked upon as manifestations of affective trends, as errors in functioning brought about by the influence of the unconscious. The editor. Vienna, Autumn, 1919. First year, age 11 to 12. First year. July 12, 19. Hella and I are writing a diary. We both agreed that when we went to the high school we would write a diary every day. Dora keeps a diary too, but she gets furious if I look at it. I call Helene Hella, and she calls me Rita. Helene and Greta are so vulgar. Dora has taken to calling herself Thea, but I go on calling her Dora. She says that little children, she means me and Hella, ought not to keep a diary. She says they will write such a lot of nonsense. No more than in hers and Lizzie's. July 13th, really we were not to begin writing until after the holidays, but since we are both going away, we are beginning now. Then we shall know what we have been doing in the holidays. The day before yesterday we had an entrance examination. It was very easy. In dictation I made only one mistake, writing in without H. The mistress said that didn't matter, I had only made a slip. That is quite true, for I know well enough that it has an H in it. We were both dressed in white with rose-colored ribbons, and everyone believed we were sisters or at least cousins. It would be very nice to have a cousin. But it's still nicer to have a friend, for we can tell one another everything. July 14th. The mistress was very kind. Because of her, Hella and I are really sorry that we are not going to a middle school. Then every day before lessons began we could have had a talk with her in the classroom. But we're awfully pleased because of the other girls. One is more important when one goes to the high school instead of only to the middle school. That is why the girls are in such a rage. They are bursting with pride. That's what my sister says of me and Hella, but it is not true. Our two students said the mistress when we came away. She told us to write to her from the country. I shall. July 15th, Lizzie, Hella's sister, is not so horrid as Dora. She is always so nice. Today she gave each of us at least 10 chocolate creams. It's true, Hella often says to me, you don't know her, what a beast she can be. Your sister is generally very nice to me. Certainly it is very funny the way in which she always speaks of us as the little ones or the children, as if she had never been a child herself, and indeed a much littler one than we are. Besides, we're just the same as she is now. She is in the fourth class and we are in the first. Tomorrow we are going to Kaltenbach in Tyrol. I'm frightfully excited. Hella went away today to Hungary to her uncle and aunt with her mother and Lizzie. Her father is at maneuvers. July 19th. It's awfully hard to write.